anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. Are you doing this on purpose because we talked earlier?
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Yeah.
I'd be like that, man.
All day.
We will spin the category wheel.
Well, you don't want to hurry up. What do you want me to do? Mike said, don't spin it.
We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. Now, here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented James, who thought D-Day was a rap star and found a way to answer 7 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
Thrill 99.9. KISW.
On the show, away we go. Welcome to Season 20, episode number 4,270. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Head chef is back. Ted's on meat and potatoes. The most dangerous expired condiments. I know the answer to this. It is lifestyle.
Condiments.
Oh.
Condiments. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. You can figure out most of them, but a couple of them on the list are kind of surprising.
Okay. And you never really look at the expiration date on condiments.
I don't anymore, and honestly, having kids, I don't have to go through everything so fast, but pre-kid, man, you would have these questions like, have we bought ketchup since we've been together? Like, I know we bought ketchup since we've been together. Have we bought it again? We've been together for 10 years. I think this might still be the same bottle
to
of ketchup.
To me, it's not the general condiments. Like, you kind of go through them, but like, I don't know. There's always a weird jar of something you bought for some recipe or like,
yeah,
like I like Sweet Baby Ray's honey mustard. But I only use it sparingly, and then, like, the other day, I was like, oh, Jesus, this honey mustard is real old.
Right, yep, yep. Dijon is the one for me. It seems like the expiration date's, like, 2 months.
Really?
Yeah, on the mustard.
I'm going to go home and look at my mustards now.
And I love it.
My issue is not with Dijon or yellow. I can't explain it to you. I think I use Dijon mustard almost every day.
Do you really?
On something, yeah. Right. I love it.
So condiments and the danger involved if they go bad. On Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up at 4:30. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy, that'd be James. It took James 8 questions to get one right. And as we do, we like to do a little men's room poll. Now, the last time we did the poll, they rated the top French fries in the United States. Americans said these are our favorites. So we gave you 4 choices and asked you, hey, if you could only eat one French fry, fast food-wise, for the rest of your life, which style would you pick? And so your choices. 5 Guys hand-cut fries.
Mm-hmm.
Always solid. Tons of them in the bag.
Tons.
Always hot. Always fresh. Never go wrong with 5 Guys. The tried and true gold standard, that would be McDonald's French fries, also on the list. And then the Chick-fil-A waffle fry was included. And the Arby's seasoned curly fry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you happen to follow us on X and Men's Room Live, we put the poll up there. And here's how everything shook out. I believe that this one is fairly close to how I would rank these. But Chick-fil-A ended up being in 4th place with 14%.
Really?
I truly believe that that's appropriate considering the other options. That, in my mind, is the worst fry out of that group. Not that it's a bad fry. It's just the one that I would pick last.
All right, fair enough. Four.
This is a shocker to me. In 3rd place is 5 Guys at 24%. I think that would be the fry that I would honestly pick if I had one fry to eat for the rest of my life, just because they remind me of a boardwalk fry.
I mean, look, they're good. They're solid. I do enjoy the French fries. But in the end, it's kind of just a French fry. You know what I mean? Like, it's what a French fry should taste like.
Number two, 26% of you said Arby's. I'll take the seasoned curly fries.
Yeah, man.
Arby's nearly shot to the top. And hands down, McDonald's number one at 36%. So those are your fries.
And McDonald's already knew that.
McDonald's, Arby's, five
guys. It's just hard to beat McDonald's for then,
but they still have to be hot.
Correct.
I will say the other fries, even if they're room temperature, I still don't mind throwing a handful of those in my mouth. McDonald's fries, once they're not hot, they're just different.
They're okay. Okay, so today on the poll, we get this news today. They say two of America's favorite game shows may soon find their way into your home a different way. Although Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune have stuck it out among the biggest households of the streaming revolution, the program's owner, Sony Pictures Entertainment, said today it was seeking bids from big tech and media companies for streaming rights for those two shows.
Really?
Yeah. So instead of waiting for Wheel of Fortune to come on or Jeopardy, you could watch it at any time.
But to me, the beauty of Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, it's kind of your time killer before primetime TV.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine streaming it because I must watch Wheel of Fortune now. But like, if it's, look, it's going to be on at 7, right? If I turn the TV on at 7, I don't mind watching it. It's just killing time until Jeopardy. Then that kills time until
something
else.
Some people just love game shows, though.
Yeah, I mean, they have a game show network. Right?
They said whoever nabs those rights will be permitted to stream new episodes of the show the day after they appear on syndicated TV. So,
okay.
So what you saw last night on Jeopardy, you would be able to stream today. But you couldn't watch that before it actually aired on network television or the local affiliate.
Okay.
Streaming rights are targeted to begin this September, could be valid for up to 3 years. Sony said we want to make sure that these shows are as relevant as they are now or more 40 years from now. The CEO says when I got here was clear that Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy were the proverbial assets hiding in plain sight. He cites massive viewership and a passionate fan base as signals that these shows need a big opportunity for more growth, and that's it. Part of the reason for the shift to streaming is to attract just the newer generation of people that are more apt to watch on their phones or laptops than on the standard television. And they don't
like my children.
Yeah, exactly. Higher ups at Sony say the streaming news is unrelated to a legal battle between Sony and CBS. It's been dragging on for months, blah, 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 blah. But they're just looking to just attract a different audience, a younger generation of viewers for both Jeopardy and for Wheel of Fortune. Now we get this news. And this actually aired last night. A Sacramento County man is $100,000 richer after winning on the historic 10,000th episode of The Price is Right. It was a big moment for Ryan Digman and a big milestone for the show as well. Digman lives outside of Sacramento, Carmichael. He is a single father with an 8-year-old son. Now, here's the irony. They watch The Price is Right together every single day. As he says, it's become a fixture in their lives and daily routines. And when Digman saw the 10,000th episode was being taped, he knew he said he had to be there. Now, the episode aired on Wednesday night. Host Drew Carey, he joined Good Day Sacramento the day before to celebrate. So they let the cat out of the bag already.
Okay. All right, the guy from your town.
Yeah, the day before. He says, I ended up being the first person in line at 4:30 in the morning of the day of the taping. He made the journey from Sacramento to L.A. solo, and he had a shirt on for his son that reads, I am a dad on a mission to spin that wheel. He said, I got to...
And his son wore a shirt and said, that's not my dad.
I got to win life-changing amount of money for me and my son, and it really kind of makes me cry a little bit still, he said. You saw me really emotional because times right now, they're really tough for a lot of people. Now, in his regular life, Digman works as a disability advocate for youth in Sacramento. On the show, he had a perfect first bid, earning his spot on the stage to play the grand prize game. He said, I even told people before I went up there, I'm going to go on The Price is Right. I'm going to win $100,000. And I did. He said the experience goes beyond memories. Digman said he's made lifelong friends with other contestants on the show, including a woman from Colorado who he plans to see again within the next few weeks.
Okay.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. He said, you never know. You might see us on an Amazing Race type of journey in the future. Digman did spend his 21st birthday as an audience member for the show. Now, that time around, he did not get up on stage.
Right.
This time around, he leaves as a $100,000 winner on the 10,000th episode.
I've never seen that in all the years I've seen Price is Right. And to be fair, I've not watched it in probably 25 years. But still, I don't remember anyone winning that much money. Yeah.
So, today on the poll, you're going to be a contestant. You get to pick the game show you get to be on. First choice is Jeopardy. Now, obviously, It's a lot easier at times to play Celebrity Jeopardy.
Celebrity Jeopardy, Teen Jeopardy, and College Jeopardy, you're a freaking genius, right?
Well, you're better off than you are if it's regular Jeopardy.
That's my issue with it. So, like, I will play Jeopardy at home, and my daughter thinks I have a very big brain. And I'm like, babe, listen to me. The reason I'm doing well is because I'm not playing against any of those contestants.
Correct.
Right? I mean, these people know things that no one should know.
Yeah. And I only blurted out the answer if I really know it. If I don't know the answer, even if I'm at home by myself watching Jeopardy, I will say the answer out loud. Out loud. Like I'm proving to an imaginary person around me. Look how smart I am.
That's just reaction, man. You've got to do it.
I do it.
Yeah. Yep.
Mike, what have we been watching? Pop culture Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay, that's more in the wheelhouse of knowledge that we would have, you would think.
Yeah, but same thing. I sit there by myself and yell out the answer. I wouldn't say yell, but just say it.
You have to say it, especially if there's people around. You want people to know you're smart, right? But it sucks when you're wrong. You're like, damn.
Well, it's like calling a timeout when you're watching football, right? You're yelling at the TV, call a timeout. Let's say the simple answer is Tom Brady, right? I'll be like, yeah, Tom Brady. They don't get it. It's like, Tom Brady.
Oh, right.
They don't get it. Tom Brady!
Well, you're right, dude. I raised my voice the other day. We were watching Wheel of Fortune, actually. And the woman who spun the wheel, she clearly knew what the answer was. Okay? She had enough letter. You obviously knew what it was. I knew what it was. My daughter knew what it was. And it pisses me off when people do this. And I end up screaming at them, even though they can't hear me. So she's like, I'll buy the E. And I'm like, why are you spending money?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is, you dumbass. Why did you literally just give them $50
back? There's only one E on the board.
Right.
You can already deduct
that. Know the word is the.
Exactly.
You know it is. Exactly. Why'd you buy it? And I realize I'm screaming at the TV every time. My daughter thinks it's hilarious. So I'm like, I can't explain it. It drives me crazy. And she's like, you know they can't hear you. I'm like, if I yell loud enough, they will.
Well, the thing is, at least on Jeopardy, you're dependent on your knowledge of the category.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes a long way. And sometimes even there'll be a category up there. I am not. It'll take me one or two clues to figure out
how they're phrasing it.
What that means, yeah. You know, as far as like...
Oh, you mean just the title of the actual
right.
category?
What?
Like,
you're looking, what? You know, something with an R, blah, 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 and you realize,
right.
Whatever the deal is. Then I'll figure it out, but they've already answered two of the questions.
Yeah, four syllables, two words. That got me the other day. I'm like, why am I not tracking with this? And then when I realized what the category was, yes. I'm like, oh.
Now I can figure this out. But I've already lost $300 or whatever.
Right.
They've already answered two correctly before I even realize what the hell's going on. So your first game is Jeopardy. Your second is Wheel of Fortune.
That's me.
The guy who used to go, look at all these fabulous prizes.
You remember the original Wheel of Fortune back in like the 70s?
Right? I don't remember it being this, but I haven't watched Wheel of Fortune in years.
So it used to be, instead of winning money, you won prizes. And you could pick the prize you want, but it was all garbage. It's the same stuff that you would re-gift or sell at the garage sale. And you would just see these people like, I'll take the gold-plated hamster. Oh, yeah. $5,000 buy. And it's like, it sucks.
Well, when I was a kid, I always got a little jacked up about the things.
Gold-plated, not just a gold hamster.
No, gold-plated hamster.
Because I would take a gold hamster.
Right. things that I knew the prices of, and then they put them up there. So, like, at the time, I did not have an Atari 2600, but I watched Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
That was one of the prizes.
Oh, all right.
I knew for a fact that Santa Claus could go to Kmart that year and buy me that console. It was always priced at $130. I knew that because I walked by it no less than every single time that I went to that store, and that's what I wanted for Christmas. Now, when I watched Wheel of Fortune, they said it was $175. And I'm like, it's not $175. I can go down to Kmart right now and pick that bad boy up for $130. So I always used to get pissed at the prizes where I knew the price, when it was bicycles and different things.
Right, right, right.
Things that I wanted. I'm like, you are jacking the price way up on this. Like, it's not a $10,000 total prize package. Probably more like eight. You're just making it seem like it's more.
You'd have been a great contestant.
And now I got to pay taxes on overinflated items.
Right.
If I win them, you jackasses. Your third choice would be The Price is Right. We're going to assume that you come on down.
Mm-hmm.
I've had numerous friends that actually have gone down to tapings of Price is Right. Two in college, as a matter of fact. We made it along. One guy, Skip, I knew I played football with. He was wearing his jersey.
Skip.
They called him on down. I'm pretty sure they eyeball you when you walk in there.
They do.
I think they eyeball. Like, they walk up and down the line. Like, I feel like people you know before you get in there if you're going down.
Right.
Well, they definitely know. I mean, by the time you're seated, they already know who they're bringing in.
Right. But let's assume that you make it down.
Would you do? I would be terrible at this game. I really. It's one thing if you say the price of a car, I can figure that one out. But if you're saying a gallon of milk, like my wife would crush, right. And she would probably correct them. Actually, you guys are off by a penny, right? Because that's how she is. But I would be terrible at that.
Has Drew Carey ever been arrested for anything? Do we know? Like just something stupid.
Didn't he get busted like with a prostitute or something?
He's pretty open about prostitutes and stuff. I assume he might have got arrested before.
What I'm saying is, like, if you wore a Drew Carey, if you wore a T-shirt of his mugshot,
yeah,
would they allow you into the facility? Would you get? Would he say
the main
no,
thing
bring
is
that
you
guy
can't
down.
Have logos,
right?
But that's just Drew Carey's mugshot.
They might because Drew Carey doesn't care. Like you said, he's so open about it. Like, right. I like hookers. That's my thing. I have a sex dungeon in my house. What else?
It's
going to
work
know?
One of two ways. You're right. Either going to get down there. Or you're going to get kicked out before the taping even starts or told to turn your shirt inside out.
Well, and remember, Drew Carey is a minority owner of the Seattle Sounders FC.
Right.
So I have some friends. One of them got on, but they were very specific. Like, you can't wear, like, Sounders gear because it has, like, the Adidas logos all over
it. Oh, right.
So they
but
just kind of
show
made,
Sounders?
So they made kind of Sounders shirts that weren't, like, official.
I got you.
And Drew definitely, like, one of them got on.
Okay. All cool. right. So there's definitely a strategy on how you dress, and that is important.
Yeah.
But we're
going
to surpass all that. You're just going to be able to come on down and play the Price is Right. Price is Right also is one of those games where if you get up there and you bid correctly, you're not sure of the game you're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always the wild card in that. At least with Wheel of Fortune, you understand the game. With Jeopardy, you understand the game. Price is Right. There's 20, 30 games that you can ultimately
Are there any
playing.
New ones, or are they still doing like the Plinkos and all that kind of thing? Again, I have not seen the show in 8 million years.
I mean, Plinko's the goat.
Yeah.
So Plinko's still got to be there. They add some new ones, but you still have the putting game.
Oh, you do?
Okay.
Okay.
You got the yodeling dude.
Boy, that would be fun.
Yeah.
If I got the putting game and just missed everyone horribly.
That would be funnier just because you golf so much.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
By the way, what's his name was a shark at that game.
Who's that?
Bob Barker.
Oh, yeah. He never missed
like, he would always line up and be like, oh, I'm going to go from as far away as I can and just knock it down.
Drain it. Well, you know what? It was probably a reason that he was in Happy Gilmore. He probably golfed quite a bit. So,
I mean, that guy looks like, if you were like, guy that golfs. You put up a picture of Bob Barker.
I live in Burbank, California. I'm a game show host. I golf.
He's the guy that has a cart, but, you know, his drink is in a glass and not a plastic. Like, he seems like that guy.
Yeah.
Where you can hear the ice in the cup, you know what I mean? And finally,
he's got like a Mercedes-Benz or a Cadillac golf cart.
One of those.
I'm sure.
The final game, Survivor.
Nope.
Season 48. I believe, did Sarah from Daily Migs, did she say that she wanted to either be on the show?
She wants to be on Survivor. I thought she was joking.
I think they all submitted tapes.
I'm sure they did. But Sarah, like, she's straight up about it. She's like, no, dude, seriously, I want to go on Survivor. And I even told, because she said, do you think I would do well? And it's that uncomfortable pause. And I said, no, I don't. And she's like, I appreciate your honesty, but why not? I said, because I know you. And what I know of Survivor, I don't know that she is built for that environment.
She almost burned, she almost gassed everyone in the house because she didn't know how to boil water. I don't think.
Maybe Survivor's not
Survivor,
the game for you.
I think that.
Make your own shelter. There's no chance.
I just don't see her, like, turning on people and, like, not letting the allegiance be known. Because that's part of it. You got to kind of have to backstab each other.
Yeah.
I think they're in Fiji.
Ooh.
And it's, believe it or not, season 48. So, you know, this is more strategy than anything else. If you know the game, you know, but the difference is, I don't know how long they take, but, you know, you're going to be down for a weekend in L.A. with Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, and Price is Right. If you're playing Survivor, you're going to be maybe a couple months on an island. In
it
Fiji.
Sounds nice, but you're not in Fiji the way I like. If you said you want to take a trip to Fiji, my belief would be that we're going to stay in a hotel and do things. If when we got to Fiji, you said, look, we don't have a hotel, we don't have money, we're going to walk into the jungle and try to survive, I'd be pissed.
All right, well, I haven't watched Survivor in years. Are they staying in a tent, or do they go back to their hotel when the taping's done? So the contestants. I mean,
you still got to stay.
No, they got to stay out there, man.
Yeah,
it's still somewhat extreme.
Because the taping is kind of 24 hours. And then they edit down whatever they're going to show on TV. Okay. But, I mean, you're just out there, man. When you get booted off the island, then maybe you go back to the hotel.
Because they never explain the time frame that those people are in that situation. So you see the season as it is. I don't know. Are they there for a month? Are they there for a couple of weeks? You know, how rigorous is this as far as your personal... I know for a fact just from the first few episodes, it seemed like all those guys got ridiculously skinny.
Right, so you got to be there a hot minute, man, because everyone loses an S-ton of weight. Well, you guys were both Boy Scouts, Mike being an Eagle Scout and all. How do you think you would do, not the backstabbing part and all that, but just your scout-learned survival skills in the jungles of Fiji?
I feel like I'd be able to hold my own for a hot minute there.
Okay.
I think you would learn as you go. Because, like, look, if you live in the Pacific Northwest, you know how to navigate the Pacific Northwest. Not that nature doesn't do what nature does, but you have a pretty good idea of what could possibly happen. Mm-hmm. One thing you don't need to worry about is a rattlesnake or a venomous snake. Or there are certain things that, you know, make it... you just know your environment better. You know, so I went hiking in the mountains in Puerto Rico, right? And it was in a rainforest. And the one thing they kept, please do not, you know, as much as you do anything, look down, but always look up because of the poisonous snakes that hang from the trees. So that's
awful.
That's an element where you go, oh,
venomous.
Never thought of that one.
You wouldn't think that.
That's not, you know, that's not my normal environment. So whatever that environment is in Fiji, you'd have to learn to adapt based on, you know, what's going on around you. But those basic skills, they'll still come into play, I think, from there.
Sure.
But that doesn't change the fact that,
you're going to be mauled by insects. That seems to be a universal thing. Doesn't matter where they are.
Right, think about that video you saw of the guy in the Amazon.
Oh, my God.
It was the insects.
The ants or the caterpillars ripping his tent apart.
Everything. You know, like, it was...
This guy was in a canvas tent, and the insects were literally ripping, and you're watching them just eat a hole in his tent, and he's kind of freaking out. Like, wasn't it raining outside, too? So he's like, it's raining outside, there's more bugs outside, so even if I leave my tent, then I'm attacked by everything else. But these ants are, they're eating my freaking tent.
Right.
Like, and
besides the millipedes and centipedes that are coming in there, everything's just coming in there that's not eating stuff to get dry.
Right.
So the tarantulas are coming in to stay dry. All the big bugs, they don't want to be on that crap either. If they can find shelter.
And I forget the name of those ants, but they were just dismantling his tent.
Yeah, I mean, they absolutely just took this thing apart. Like you said, every other creature in the jungle is now joining you in the tent. This guy's just freaking out.
Well, like, look when I was in Africa. They said, look, before you get into bed, pull your sheets back and look thoroughly in your bed.
For?
You name it.
Oh, really?
Snake?
So it wasn't like any one thing?
Hey, it's warm. It's in a dry environment. Snakes can get into just about anything.
Anything.
Tarantulas, bugs, they can get into anything. Scorpions can get into stuff. So you just, shoes, do not leave your shoes outside. Why not to leave your shoes outside the door? Because you don't want to put your foot in that shoe and not know what could possibly be in that shoe.
I would not leave my shoes outside in Africa. That just sounds like a really, really bad idea.
So whatever that element is in Fiji.
You know what I mean? I dare you to put your shoes outside.
You're just saying wherever. The whole continent. Never leaving them outside?
The continent, man. Because, look, they got different stuff. Australia and Africa, no. Yeah. There's zero chance.
You can leave them outside of Morocco.
I feel like someone would just steal them there. But
well, yeah, I mean...
in Morocco, they're just going to be gone.
Overall, just don't leave them outside.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll be dead honest with you. I had a pair of... they were an older pair of tennis shoes, right? I always kind of keep the same brand.
Yeah.
But I had stepped in dog ass.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. I left them outside overnight. Somebody stole them.
Are you? They're covered in dog ass.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of funny story. My kid, they have a ski bus through the school, right? So after school on Fridays, this bus takes them up to, I don't know which mountain. But anyway, they go skiing. It was like 40 kids. So there's a big to-do. It's either last week or 2 weeks ago. A dog had pooped directly outside of the school. One of the kids didn't realize it, stepped directly in it. Then tracked it through the bus.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, and that was the ride up there.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, my son was like, it was the worst ride of my life.
So the winner of Survivor gets $1 million.
Yes.
The runner-up receives $100,000, and third place gets $85,000. Contestants also receive a $10,000 payment for appearing on a reunion show.
Okay.
So when they all get back together at the end...
You get a little song.
They all get 10 grand for that. So you have a chance to win $1 million. So you're going to be a contestant. What are you picking on our men's room poll? Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right, or Survivor? We'll come back and play the game known as Big Dummy next.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISWN, KISWHD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Okay, here we go. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Krista. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Krista.
Hola!
Krista, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Krista.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, welcome to Big Dummy, Krista. Okay, you're going to be a contestant on a game show. Which one are you picking? Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right, or Survivor?
You know, I was originally going to do Price is Right, but I think I'm going to do Survivor.
Survivor?
Really? What do you think your advantage is if you're on Survivor?
I have no idea.
Okay. Just want to go to Fiji.
Great strategy, yeah.
I get a feeling Krista's like, ready, fire, aim.
Right? You know, it's really nerve-wracking waiting to talk to you guys, too, by the way.
Why is it nerve-wracking?
I don't know. I was getting so much anxiety just waiting.
You live in a sketchy neighborhood.
No, I'm driving right now. Well, I'm delivering right now. Me and my boyfriend do deliveries.
All right. Very cool.
Anyway.
Worried about you on Survivor now.
So basically what you're saying is you drive and he jumps out of the car and takes packages.
No, he drives and I jump out.
All right.
Packages.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, Krista.
I have noticed if you order sometimes on like a food delivery service,
mm-hmm.
like it shows you the picture and you're like, that's kind of a cute chick. But almost every time there's a dude in the car with him.
Oh, yeah. Because that's kind of a cute chick.
Yeah.
All right, Krista. We're not talking about you, of course. I'm sure you're incredibly ugly. All right.
Oh, geez.
Here is your question. In what sport is the ball 40 millimeters in diameter and weighs 2.7 grams?
I have no idea. I feel so dumb. Baseball? I have no clue.
I'll say basketball.
How about a golf ball?
Close. Table tennis.
All right, yeah. That's
40 millimeters in diameter, yeah, 2.7.
That's so grams. Light.
It's super light. Although it does hurt when you get hit in the face. I'm saying that for my son.
You got to move.
He's got this one kind of like death hit that he can do, right?
Yeah.
But when he whiffs on it, it ends up hitting me. And it's amazing that a 2.7-gram ball hurts as bad since it does. All right, your question. What U.S. city is dubbed, among other things, the Valley of 10,000 Buffets?
I have no clue.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
The Valley of 10,000 Buffets.
Is that a dated
buffets.
Reference a little bit?
Maybe.
Probably.
But think about, where is the buffet capital of the United States, Krista? You see more buffets there than anywhere.
I don't know. Seattle.
Las Vegas.
They have a lot less, though, anymore.
They do have a lot less.
Yeah.
Still more than anywhere I can think of. All right.
It was Vegas?
It was Las Vegas. Yep.
That was kind of a thing back in the day. Like, Vegas has turned more into, like, entertainment. You go see shows and stuff. But it used to be you went, you gambled, and then you went to the buffet.
Not even a restaurant, the buffet.
Look, they would give you a deal on the buffet because they wanted you to spend the money on the tables and in the machines.
Right.
So they would
I saw Holly Madison there once.
You know, $9.99 buffet. And you'd be like, all right, well, you're still going to go drop, you know, $100 somewhere else.
Wait, you said Holly Madison. Was she the Playboy Playmate?
Yeah, she was like the main girlfriend, I think. She had a show there called, God, I don't remember what it was called, but it was at Planet Hollywood.
Okay. I would have gone there for Holly Madison.
Yeah. He's really short.
I feel like I should remember the name of that. It was like Striptease or something.
Yeah, something. I can't remember
that
what it was.
That sounds familiar. I like that you came away saying she's really short. Okay.
She is.
I just never thought she was the hottest out of the three.
I agree. She seemed to be the smartest, kind of the saddest out of the three, but definitely not
the hottest.
If
you get a t-shirt shop on the Strip, I'd name it Striptease.
Oh, that's perfect, man.
At least
man.
People would go in.
Perfect.
Oh, this is not what I thought.
Oh, it was called Peep Show. Peep Show. That's what it was called.
Peep Show. Yep, there we go.
Yep.
A lot of hot Hollies.
Holly typically is a name. If you named your kid Holly, your daughter's going to be hot. There is even a chick that I used to work with named Holly. It's back in Baltimore in the restaurant business. She was missing three teeth, and I swear to God, she was still hot. And everyone felt weird because I'm like, man, is it just me? They're like, no, dude, it's not you. And she would smile and talk, and I'm like, look, there's no teeth in her mouth. But
Holly Robinson Pete?
Yep. She was hot.
Yeah.
They still married?
I think so. I knew a dog named Holly, too.
It's cute.
Oh, beautiful dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
All right, Krista, your question. In the late 1990s, what candy bar used the ad slogan, quote, two for me, none for you?
Twix.
Boom.
Nice job.
Yeah, nice.
Look at that big brain on Krista.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Cody, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober. Drinking Jack Daniel's honey.
Jack Daniel's honey.
You know, that pairs pretty good with the Benjamin IPA.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could. I live in Mass.
You live where?
Massachusetts.
Oh, all right.
Where do you live in Massachusetts?
Right now, Waltham. I grew up in Wilmington, a little bit North Shore.
All right. Okay. All right, Cody, what are you going to be a contestant on? Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right, or Survivor?
Jeopardy, Alex.
How do you think you would do? Keep in mind, and it's one thing playing on the couch, because you only remember the ones that you got right. You don't lose any money if you're wrong, but now you're against two people that, generally speaking, are pretty freaking smart.
Oh, I kill it in Celebrity Jeopardy, but regular Jeopardy, I get destroyed.
Yes. Ted, you were on a show with Ken Jennings, weren't you?
I was.
What? Was it Almost Live? Not Almost Live. It was...
Was it Almost Live? At that point, I think it was called the 206?
The 206, yeah. With John Keister still hosting, and Ken Jennings was on there.
Correct.
Well, did you guys play a game together, or were you...
Basically, he was still kind of, like, off the fame of, like, being the longest contestant ever.
Yeah.
So it was like, we all went out and, like, asked him a random question. It's like me, like, Groz, that's done radio for years, was in, you know, he was on there, too.
Yeah.
And then also, I ran into him backstage at a taping of, some comedian's thing, like, back in the day with, like, the Rev.
Huh.
Yeah. Ken Jennings is a interesting dude.
He's got big feet, too.
Does he?
Yeah. Look, when they bring him out as host, I'm telling you, just for whatever reason, I'm always like, brother's got big feet. So, if it's true, the big feet made a big penis.
Big brain.
I'm telling you, Ken Jennings, and I don't know if it's true, hung like a horse. Dude's got huge feet, I'm telling you. All right, Cody, here is your question. In Greek mythology... whose father created the labyrinth? He should have created better wings.
Is it Zeus?
Icarus.
Oh. Okay.
That's the reason I threw in the wings.
Now, my head just went chicken wings.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like,
chicken wings.
Yeah. I created
the labyrinth and also a recipe for chicken wings.
Would you eat Icarus wings?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn right.
So what was the song The Flight of Icarus from Maiden about?
The Flight of Icarus?
Yeah.
He got too close to the sun, right, and came crashing back down.
I didn't know the story.
Yeah, look, man, I love Maiden. I think they're a great band, but they essentially were a group of nerds. Because every song they sang, I mean, Dune, Quest for Fire, The Flight of Icarus, basically, if it's a literary work, The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, like, they turned into this rocking song, and you were almost upset, like, I'm learning stuff.
Right, the point of Icarus is, like, know your limits.
Yeah, that's exactly it. What is that, a parable, I believe they call it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. All right, Cody, your question. What did Peking, China change its name to?
Peking, China?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They still have the duck, but they don't...
Yeah, you still get Peking duck, but the name of the city has changed.
Pure Death Bangkok.
Is it Beijing?
It's Beijing.
Oh, Beijing.
Yeah, so they said from Peking. Why can't I get Beijing duck? You don't give it the time,
that's
man.
It's Beijing duck.
All right, your question. What is Clark planning on spending his Christmas bonus on in the movie Christmas Vacation?
Not a trip to Wally World. It's a, is it a new heating system?
No. It's a pool. Swimming pool.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Dang it. You ever go out to the Cape?
I have. I haven't gone to your cousin's store yet. Next time I go out, I do plan on going there.
Go in the summertime, man. Go hit the Smith Family Beer Garden. Smith Family Popcorn.
Do you think that our friend Cody here will get a family discount if he name drops your ass?
It depends. Cody's working.
You tell him.
Oh, really?
Cody, doesn't matter. You tell him that. See what happens.
Say, hey.
Just roll with it.
I listened to Ted in Seattle. Like, oh, yeah. And he told me that if I say his name, you guys give me 10% off. Now, he never said that, but just see if they honor
buy
that.
One, get one free beer.
I will definitely say that.
Okay.
Well, and Miles, their beer carton has, but our other buddy, like, they... Whatever the beer is, it's just always like Smith Gold.
Okay. Right. Yeah. It's really Genesee.
Yeah. Pabst. Right.
It's something. It's not like the men's room where we had a brewery make something specific for us.
Or they just like go to the store.
I don't know. But they're pimping it all the time.
Don't ask questions.
Smith Gold.
Look out. See if you can get a Smith Gold beer t-shirt, man. That would be awesome. All right.
I will definitely try.
Mike Judge is best known for creating what two popular characters?
Mike Judge.
Mike Judge.
Cartoon wise, TV
yes.
or movie?
Animated. Animated.
Animated.
Huge back in the day.
Spider-Man and Deadpool.
You are so close.
Beavis and Butthead.
Damn it.
You were right there.
Question five.
Question number five. What state is known as the Bear State, the Toothpick State, and the Razorback State?
Arkansas.
All right.
Yeah. And that is why I added Razorback
State. Yeah.
The Toothpick State.
Have you seen the new Razorback they got at half court?
No. What, the new logo you mean?
Yeah. It's like foaming at the mouth.
Oh, really?
So it's a rabid Razorback.
I guess so. I didn't really notice it. My buddy was like, it hasn't always been that angry. And I go, I think it's been pretty angry.
I mean, it's a Razorback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to be a contestant. What show are you going on? Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right, or Survivor?
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Let's meet our contestants.
Tom. Johnny Gilbert. That's the guy's name.
Tom.
Tom. All right, Tom, here's your question. What cold body of water does the Yukon River empty into?
I don't know. I'm going to say the Pacific Ocean.
Baltic Sea?
Yeah, the Bering Sea.
Bering Sea. Not Baltic.
Yeah, Baltic. That's a big-ass river.
Miles. Oh, I got the wrong B.
And continent.
I just messed up the names, okay?
You are dumb.
Idiot. Dumbass.
Just thinking about, you know, Yukon Jack. Got distracted.
All right, your question. What is the largest cat in the Western Hemisphere? What is the largest cat? Mike, you're on fire.
I'm going to say it's mountain lion? North American mountain lion?
Black Panther?
Jaguar.
Jaguar.
I mean,
Jaguar.
Depends on which Black Panther.
No, no. No, that brother was big.
Right. I mean, had to be 6'3", 6'4", 250. Just stuck.
Sitting there like this.
Right. Just 350 like it's nothing.
Yeah, I've never been so happy to just be called white boy.
So, whatever you say, sir. So leopards are in South America or North America?
Yeah, the jaguars are in South America.
South America.
Yes.
Okay. Jaguar.
And Jacksonville. Yeah. But those are weak jaguars than anyone can
Why are they so popular as far as being an animal in England?
The jaguar?
Yeah.
Maybe because the car company?
I think the car company's English.
Right, but they also but he also named a team in Jacksonville after a jaguar because that was like their... Because
he's an English dude that owns
teams,
that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he bought that team, right?
Right, he did buy it after the fest. So he's the second owner, I believe.
Right, so they were already the jaguars.
Okay, gotcha. The jaguars.
Maybe the ones over there are tiny. You ever seen like...
A teeny tiny English jaguar.
Well, you ever seen like an English badger? It's kind of cute. It's like, oh, look at me. I'm a badger.
Yeah, because you guys told me to Google it.
And then when
it,
you
yeah.
like look at the American one, it's like, I'll rip your face off.
I will kill you.
Yeah. So maybe the English jaguar, he's a little more posh.
Yeah. The posh English jaguar, also known as a house cat.
I hunt at night.
Yeah. When nobody's looking. All right, your question. General Sherman ordered the burning of what city in 1864?
Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. Nice job.
Because it wasn't hot enough already.
I'm a big Sherman guy. We went over this on the podcast.
Big Sherman guy?
I am. The Civil War sucked. They weren't going to give up. So Sherman was just like, all right, we're done playing. Like, burn it. Right? As we march to the sea,
we're
going to burn all your crops. We're going to burn down your houses. We're going to burn down your goddamn city. Say, like, stop. Stop it.
That's effective.
Yeah.
It's same thing that happened in Germany, right? What happened with the Nazis was awful, and citizens did get hurt, but I don't blame the U.S. or the Russians for being like, we're going to bomb the S out of Berlin. Like, we're tired of it.
We're sick of this.
Knock it off, man.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Derek, sober, not sober?
I'm currently working. I am sober.
All right, Derek, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, Paul, you're going to be on a contestant on a game show. You taking Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right, or Survivor?
So I thought about this for a while. I'm going to pick Survivor because my mom gave me PTSD with all the game time, like, television when I was a kid.
So you want something different.
All right.
Yeah.
By the way, our more astute listeners, first of all, they let us know that Black Panthers are, in fact, Jaguars.
Okay.
Oh.
Also, there's Jaguars in Mexico, which I should have known because they have Jaguar imagery everywhere every time I go down. They've been spotted in New Mexico. They've been spotted in Florida, South Carolina, and have been seen in Arizona. All right, moving on. Right.
What about the English one, the fancy one?
Yeah, no one has any comment on the teeny tiny posh English Jaguar.
It's because it's always in the shop.
No kidding.
Hey there.
Hello, I'm a Jaguar. Your question. What band sang the song Original Prankster?
Oh, that's an easy one. It's a favorite, The Offspring.
Damn.
All right, want it done. Hold on before we let you go. Let's see. True or false, most people only breathe out of one nostril at a time.
I find myself focusing right now. True.
Well done.
I'll be there.
85% of people. Yeah, so when you get a stuffy nose and you're like, why does it keep shifting sides? That's basically it. Your body does that all the time. You only really notice when your nose is stuffy.
More Big Tummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.